Cornell on BBC Radio Cornwall, and an author from West Cornwall has been busy as her books, some of her paper books, are being transferred to e-books, and another novel is out this week, and a pocket as well. That lady is Chrissy Loveday, and she's with me now. Afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, no stranger to BBC Radio Cornwall.
Oh, no, it's one of the friendliest stations I know.
That's very nice of you to say, thank you. So it sounds like you've been very busy lately.
I have. I've been writing, I'm not sure what a trilogy is when there are five of them.
Yes.
The pocket novel that's coming out this week is number four in that trilogy, and that's a saga sort of set in the Potteries, which was my original background. And it tells the story of a family and their sort of experiences, starting in about 1912, the first one, and it's now out. It was set in 1945 and is the youngest sibling in the family. And that one is called To Love Again.
So that's kind of 10 years on, maybe? Each one is 10 years on further, is it, roughly?
Give or take a bit, yes. But I decided I didn't want to do another one about the war, because there've been an awful lot written about life during the war. So this is just after the war, with the sort of repercussions of the war and family members who were lost and so on, and injured. So.
And a pocket novel is something small?
It's quite small. They're usually sold in the supermarkets. If you can't find them in the supermarkets, which I seem to have been having a problem with lately, complain to customer services and get them.
Oh, right, okay. So that's where you...
Yeah, most of the news agents will sell them as well. They're really $1.99, so they're really quite affordable and quite a good read, I think. Not only mine, I mean, I plug other people's as well. So, yes, it's a nice read.
And they're slightly shorter, are they, than normal books? Or?
Yeah, they're about half the size of a full novel. And, of course, they have all gone into large print, and so... Even if you can't buy them from the shelves now, you can get them to borrow from the libraries, which is all good for me.
So that's out on Thursday.
That's out on Thursday.
And then you have a new hardback book called The Ties That Bind.
Ties That Bind. That's out, yes, at the start of the month, so that's available now. You've probably got to order it. It's in large print, so you might have to order it from local shops, but it is available at the online stores.
And one of the things that you found now as well, which is one of the reasons you've come to talk to us today, is that one of the easiest ways of getting published now is via e-books, is having your books up online. And people have these e-readers, they have certain names, some of them do, and people can buy, and then the book downloads into their computer, whichever system they use to read it. And have you found that's really changed the way that people read books now?
Well, I think it has in some ways, but I meet a lot of people who've got e-readers who will say, oh, but I like the feel of a real book. And I have to admit, I like the feel of a real book. I like to see the cover and read the bit of blurb on the back and so on. But e-books are certainly extremely handy. I mean, if you carry a book, an e-reader that's about the size of an ordinary novel, you can load probably 100 of them on there, and that keeps your holiday reading going.
I was going to say, for a lot of people, end up taking maybe half a dozen books on holiday with them, and it really does weigh them down, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. And I think they've certainly got their place. It is a bit controversial, I suppose, but I think they've also got a lot of advantages. I heard of a friend who had a stroke some while back, and she found herself totally unable to hold a book, so she's got a little stand to prop her e-reader on, and she can also enlarge the font, and she's been able to carry on reading even though she can't manage with a book anymore. So I thought that was quite an interesting application.
Well, that is. So yeah. Because, as I say, books can be quite heavy, can't they, as well? And if you're trying to balance it, maybe you're reading in bed or something,
yes,
and trying to hold a book sometimes, and maybe you've got a cup of tea or something. It is a bit complicated sometimes.
Sounds like an experienced reader here.
I do like my books. Like my books. And it's not something I've gone to an e-reader yet, but I suppose it's one of those things that eventually I'll give in and say, yes, okay, I'll try it.
I think one of the problems is I've actually got five coming out with a company who are, they're called Audio Go, and it used to be part of BBC Books, and they now are launching their ebook list later this month, and they're sort of putting it out in formats that pretty well all the different e-readers can cope with, because there are, as you say, quite a number of them, and they're launching with a website and so on. One of the problems a lot of us have found out, I belong to the Romantic Novelists Association, which is very much a professional organisation, and a lot of people have complained that any old bods putting their books out, not terribly well edited, probably not even terribly well written, which I don't mean to sound snobby about it, but it does give e-books quite a bad name if not terribly professional ones are put out, which is, it is actually not that difficult to do for yourself.
And then there's the worry that people will be put off it because they'll choose one and not think much of it, and then that gives the rest of you writers a
it gives
bad
us a
name.
Bad name, yes.
Goodness, so you've decided, was it due to demand that you decided to go the e-route as well, that to transfer some of your works onto that?
Oh, definitely, yes. I mean, when people are saying, where can we download your books, you're going to say, well, here goes, boys, you know.
Exactly.
We're going to do them. So and it is, you know, as I say, I think they have lots of advantages. I've got a machine that reads them. I do read them on there, but I must admit that I don't read them on there all the time. I won't tell you where I do a lot of my reading, but the e-book reader isn't very good there.
So you do a little bit of both. And since you've been writing for many years, did you ever think that we'd be in this position now where books are almost being sort of phased out nearly, aren't they?
Well, I don't think they'll be phased out for a long time. I think there are still too many folks that like the real books. But no, I must admit, I mean, I've been writing for probably about 12 years or something like that. I never actually believed when I started. I've just signed my 42nd book into the library system.
Oh my goodness, really?
So I never thought I would ever reach that point, but it's very nice to know that I have.
And one thing I did say to you, you must all constantly be writing or thinking of ideas. You must be busy all of the time.
Pretty well, yes. I mean, I do other things as well, like, you know, gardening and dogs that demand walks, and we have quite a lot of visitors. I can't think why, really, but there you go.
Well, living in Cornwall, though,
yes. Something like that. But, I mean, all of this is rich experience. I was listening to your previous author who you were talking to, who was a nurse. I actually have a group of friends who are midwives, and they've been very excited by the midwife stories and so on. One of the older ladies was sort of saying, yes, it's actually very, very true to life. It's rather hard to think that was true to life. So I'm sure Mary's book will be fascinating to read as well.
Yes, and I think that, as she was saying, people like to maybe look back, don't they, fondly with what happened years ago rather than what's going on at the moment, because historical novels are very popular, aren't they? Still, they always are.
Yes, I mean, my five books that I've written about the Potteries, I mean, I started in, I think it was 1912, which is just a little bit more than my age, I have to say. But it was absolutely fascinating doing the research. I mean, I sort of looked up part of my old home county, and I was looking at things, and I suddenly realised I'd spent an entire morning just looking at things on the internet, which is just such a fabulous resource. And I just found it completely... I was completely wrapped up in it. So I hope that readers will feel the same sort of thing, and gradually moving forward through the years to the time. The last one was actually within my memory. I actually found that very easy to read, right? I didn't have to look up quite so much. But, you know, hopefully people will enjoy looking back into the past as well.
I'm sure. I think we all think the past was the golden era, wasn't it? You know, that things were different then.
I don't know so much. You know, I still remember the outside lavatories at school, and I still remember writing on a slate. And that must have gone on for quite a long time. Quite a few people have the same memories. So I'm not sure it was completely golden.
And even the time when I was at school, there was one computer, and we didn't really use it very often. And now
you
they
had a computer.
I know, but now, I mean, it was only it was very basic, but now they all, nearly every, you know, there's some schools, they all get given computers. It's
absolutely
very, you know, things, times do change, don't they? So
nice.
I say it's a busy time for you with all these books out this week as well. And To Love Again is the one that's out Thursday, the pocket book.
That's right,
and
yes.
Is there going to be another in that one? Because it started out as a trilogy.
Yes, and so the next one will be out in October.
So a double can we call them a double trilogy, or doesn't that really work?
I just like saying the fifth in a trilogy. It sounds a bit cranky.
And seeing if anyone takes any notice of that, yes. And also The Ties That Bind, that's out as well. But you do have a good website, don't you, that's got a lot of details about your books as
well.
That's
right, yes, chrissyloveday.com.
and so all the details are there in that, along with all your books.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, best of luck with those new releases as well, and we look forward to hearing about your next lot of releases. Very big lady. Thank you. Nice to see you this afternoon.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you. That's Chrissy Loveday, who's from West Cornwall.